The Arkansas rice industry is fighting back against food products calling itself rice, such as rice cauliflower. Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media is looking into this latest food fight, pitting Arkansas's rice representatives against California's vegetable industry.
On a Sunday morning at this grocery store in Jonesboro, the frozen vegetable aisle offers Green Giant's Riced Veggies Cauliflower and Cauliflower Medley. Both are on sale this week for $2.99. The store brand's Riced Cauliflower is $2.19. Over in the vegetable aisle near the heads of cauliflower, you can get a man's Cauli Rice Curry Nourish Bowl for $4.99. Some organic stores also sell Miracle Rice and Better Than Rice, marketed as diet-friendly and gluten-free. Lauren Waldrop Ward is a rice industry leader.
Well, a lot of those products, Anne, that you just mentioned, ironically don't contain a single grain of rice.
Ward represents the rice industry here in Arkansas. It's sizable.
Arkansas is the number one rice-producing state in the nation. There's roughly around 2,500 rice farms, and they collectively contribute to just over $6 billion to the state's economy annually.
The rice industry is raising objections to products that are not rice from describing themselves as rice or riced, R-I-C-E-D.
This is identity theft. I mean, riced cauliflower. When did riced become a verb?
That's Matthew Sliger, a rice farmer in California and YouTuber who makes videos educating farmers and consumers about the rice industry. He thinks cauliflower ought to stay in its own lane.
I just got to say that this is nothing against cauliflower or vegetables. I'm not calling cauliflower boring. In fact, manufacturers of rice cauliflower, in my opinion, are calling cauliflower boring because, you know, they need to attach the name of a different food product in order to make sales. And if that's not true, then my question is, why call it rice cauliflower? Why not bits of cauliflower or cauliflower crumbles?
Sliger worries that it will cause confusion among consumers who will see the word rice or riced and perhaps understandably grab a bag thinking that they're getting all the nutritional qualities of real rice. Gina Nucci disagrees.
You know, I think that people know rice as rice. And I think people know cauliflower rice is cauliflower rice.
Nucci works in marketing at Mann's Packing, which makes the Cauli Rice Nourish Bowl.
Right now, people are wanting to eat more vegetables. They're wanting to substitute vegetables for grains to help offset calorie intake.
Even better, Nucci says, is when consumers don't have to wash a head of cauliflower and run it through a food processor to dice it into a form ready to substitute for rice, but can just open a bag of pre-made cauliflower rice. Mann's Packing doesn't plan to change the name. But State Representative Blake Johnson plans to draft a resolution later this month to force the issue. He says he's looking to stop cauliflower from jumping on the Arkansas rice industry's name, reputation, and history. He's a rice farmer himself.
We spent a lot of money trying to market that grain and to piggyback on that. You know, they can do their own marketing and appeal to the public with their own merits.
By itself, the state legislature would not have the power to force products labeled as riced veggies to change their name. But the resolution would ask Arkansas's federal delegation for some help in influencing the FDA.
I don't really think it's necessarily about the rice industry. It's really about consumers' right to know.
In Jonesboro, Ann Kenda, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.